You know, it's a helpless feeling when you have no place to turn, or you think you have no place to turn. If you're a proud man or a woman, sometimes it's hard to ask for help.
That's Bob Long. He served 18 years in the armed forces, but when a years-long problem got worse, his 27-year marriage ended in divorce, and his life began to fall apart.
I've been a substance abuser off and on through periods of my life, whether I've had periods of success or periods where, you know, why me? After a while, you get away with that substance abuse. It's like being a little kid in kindergarten. You know, nobody caught me today. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And after a while, things catch up with you. The end came to a point where, you know, I didn't have a roof over my head, could barely eat, didn't know where to turn, and didn't know what to expect the next day. So I finally asked for some help.
That help came through social workers like Earl Driscoll of Pathways to Housing. He's walked in Bob's footsteps.
I have been through the city shelter system, and I was at a place in my own history with addiction that I was ready to stop using, and I became abstinent and moved into transitional housing at an SRO, single room occupancy. 7 years ago, I signed a mortgage and live in a condo. Been staying clean for 16 and a half years. I don't walk into a situation and hit people upside the head and say, I've been where you've been, I know what it's like, so I can help you. I more or less come in as a social worker and help people to go through their own process.
Bob's process took nearly 2 years. At the end, he was almost out of options.
I burned so many bridges in the homeless community, I was like running out of places to go. I was living in nothing but rooms, being able to pay rent, not pay rent, being jobless, homeless. You know, homelessness comes pretty quick sometimes, more quick than you realize.
But the social workers at Pathways to Housing promised to get him home. He just needed to find the right home.
I just saw the one place. I didn't want to look at it anymore. And I went to the ground opening April 22nd after an interview. I got an invite to go there. I said, there's no way I'm going to get it. No way they're going to let me live here. And it happened.
Once again, Earl Driscoll.
In order to achieve recovery, a person has to have a safe, secure place to live. So we try to assume, come from a place, that everyone that we work with is ready and do whatever we can to put them, to get them into their own apartment and support them in staying there.
Bob Long got into the apartment he wanted at the John Bon Jovi Homes near Francisville in North Philadelphia. Shortly after moving in, Bob took a walk, and something miraculous happened.
Normally, I walk up and down North and South Broad Street, you know, just because my sense of direction is not very good. So I decided to take 15th Street for whatever reason to go down to Spring Garden. And I'm walking on one side of the street. I see a guy over there looking in his trunk, tall, skinny guy. I walk by. I didn't think nothing of it. I said, wait a minute. That looks like my son. I walked back, you know, took another peek. I noticed that the car was black. I noticed it was an Audi. This kid still has his head stuck in the trunk. I couldn't see him. And then I noticed the jersey tag, jersey license plate. So I said, God, man, that is my son. So I walked over there. He stuck his head out. And it was my oldest son. We haven't seen face to face or exchanged a word in 10 years. And it's like, it was great. I actually didn't cry, but neither did he. But it was like we never lost contact. That's how smooth the transition was. Although, you know, we just lost contact. He didn't disown me. I know he loves me. And we've been in contact almost every day since.
This is Solomon Jones.